American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go!
Lurge. It's Emma, Dave, and Ashling, Fully Charged, Recharged. How are we?
You never name drop us on the podcast.
Oh, well, I guess it probably says it right before we said that. It's Emma, Dave, and Ashling, Fully
Emma,
Charged.
Emma, Dave, Ashling.
I'm going to do the start of one of our, what we call top of our intros. And you have to guess which one it is. I don't know what I'm doing here.
I have no idea what you're doing. Ashling.
3, 2, 1.
Is it the one that goes 3, 2, 1?
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. I like the, I think it's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one that goes.
I like the one with all the kids.
The hosier bit.
Well done.
I like the one that goes, Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Oh yeah, that's the one with the listener voices.
Yeah, that's yeah. The listener voices. You know what's funny? I think that we
not us.
We make bits of this podcast because we are so battered mentally by this time that this should be the exciting bit to make people continue listening. Like what we're giving you
this
now
is the
versus
real
what
us.
You're going to get on the show are two very different things. Yeah. So I'd encourage you to flick past all this and just get to the show.
Well, that's kind of, it's kind of good. It's like,
this is the real
only
us.
Way then, is up. Yeah. From here, like,
yeah.
On. I'm fucking dead.
Did you sleep last night?
I kind of woke up a few times, woke up at 1.
No good, yeah.
Oh, I slept so well, but
did
I didn't go to sleep until like maybe 12.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went to sleep around 11 for no reason. I wasn't doing anything.
Silly
I was
billies.
Watching Amy Winehouse's The Back to Black
oh, yeah.
show on Netflix.
Is it a TV show or is it a movie?
It's a movie. It's about 2 hours. It's long.
Pretty sure it's
long.
Back to Back.
Back to Black.
I'm pretty sure it's Black to Back.
Sure. Black to Back. It's really good. I'd actually really recommend. I don't understand now all the hate for it, to be honest. I guess I wasn't...
I think it was because I think it's the last thing she would have wanted.
Yes. And I think that's the problem. I think
too mainstream.
Amy Winehouse
like
fans, a lot of people saying too soon.
Yeah.
It was only 2011 she died. You know, it's not that
now. It's 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Still though, to be looking back at her, it's very personal.
I'm also at the same time, like Amy hated everything. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, we're on first name basis. Amy Winehouse hated like...
Yeah, I actually don't know anything about it, so I can't really say.
No, either do I, but I'd be intrigued to watch it.
Definitely watch it. It's all about her relationship with that fella Bailey who totally broke her heart and inspired the Back to Black album.
Okay.
It's all about that.
I don't even know about him.
Yeah, that's the thing. I learned loads. I was Googling the shit out of him last night.
He's the fella who got her hooked on drugs, no?
He would have introduced her to some
drugs.
Yeah, to heroin, I think, yeah. Anyway, allegedly.
Allegedly.
We're allegedly back tomorrow.
No, we are.
I just wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Well, here we go again.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh,
why not?
It's great to be back, guys. Must say.
Nice autumnal out there this morning. I'm into it now.
Why? It's been long
why
weekend.
Not?
Mm.
2 minutes past seven. That's why.
What
that's why not.
That's why not.
Let's all go back to bed.
No. I find the weekend very long, guys.
Do you? Yeah.
What an awful statement.
Oh, he's such a company woman.
Yeah. No, I've been a little bit stressed out over the weekend because I keep getting emails from an airline in Mexico.
Okay.
And it's not scam or anything because I actually booked a flight with them because I'm going to Mexico in October. And we booked like one internal flight from one city to another.
Yep.
But no return because we're going to get a bus then to the next place. And the airline is called like Volaris or something, whatever. And I think it's their kind of budget airline. It's their Ryanair.
Right. Mm.
And 3 times over the weekend, I've gotten the exact same email from them. It's completely in Spanish, but they have an emoji in the subject title. And it's the like blue and yellow, like shocked face, like the really dramatic one.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time I get it, I go, that's the airline and the shock face.
Oh my God.
And I'm pretty sure all they're telling me is that they have a 30% off sale.
Stop. I thought they were going to be like, book a flight home.
No, they are saying, you don't have your return flight. Like,
right.
Okay.
And they're like, we've got a sale. But I've gotten an identical email 3 times now with the blue shock face.
And you didn't decide to translate it or anything, no?
Well, I did, but like I'm just like, stop with the emojis.
Yeah, that particular emoji is like you got like shocking news or something really terrible.
Yeah,
or like
it should come with a trigger warning.
Like, what?
They should only be sending that if the plane's broken.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. If it's a sale, I want the love heart eyes emoji.
Exactly.
I want like the double exclamation mark.
Oh, I want the money tongue.
Yes.
Out of the mouth.
Get that shock face away from me.
Yeah, they need to figure that out.
Me agree.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is your number one hit music station, Spin 103.8. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Bill Gates, you know him?
I do, yeah.
I know him really well.
What's he do?
Bum, 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 bum.
Computers.
The Windows.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really, really like that, yeah. He's kind of the OG rich tech billionaire. But the thing I like about him is he never really tried to take over the world or, you know, take over a website that people loved and run it into the ground.
Never tried to, like, be president or be really, like...
He was known for being pretty charitable, I think, as well.
Yeah, he's a real philanthropist. He kind of keeps himself to himself as well.
Stay in your lane, kind of thing.
The bar is really on the floor for billionaires at the moment. But I remember watching Bill Gates on the Ellen DeGeneres show and he was trying to guess the cost of certain things, like things you'd buy in a shop, and he was absolutely terrible at that.
Oh, no.
I remember saying he thought like a pint of milk was like a tenner and stuff like that.
Oh, that's sad.
Like, that's the kind of vibe. But obviously, how would he know?
Yeah.
He's not going to go to his own shopping and things like that. But so he's not great at that. But what he is good at, apparently, is telling the future. Because 25 years ago, he had some predictions about the future. And he's been basically spot on, right? I have a few of them for you here. So here is Bill Gates being a fortune teller. He said, these are different things he said and then what we have now. He said, automated price comparison services will be developed, allowing people to see prices across multiple websites, making it effortless to find the cheapest products for all industry. So you search for a product on Google or Amazon, you're going to get different prices.
And you can search lowest to highest.
Yeah, and you can just get the cheapest one.
But did he predict that one of them would be surrounded by around a meerkat?
Compares a meerkat?
Yes.
Did
he go down that far?
I don't know, but he should have.
Yeah.
People will carry around small devices that allow them to constantly stay in touch and do electronic business from wherever they are. So we've obviously got phones and smartwatches and things like that. People will pay their bills, take care of their finances and communicate with their doctors over the internet. That's pretty much all we do with the internet.
Yeah.
That's kind of everything I do anyway. Personal companions will be developed to connect and sync all your devices in a smart way, whether they're at home or in the office. I like the way he said a smart way.
Yeah, interesting. Smart in there now. Everything's smart.
Yeah, you've got your smart speaker.
Well,
you've
that's
got
kind of
your
just phone again.
It's more like you've got your companion. Do you know what I mean? It's like a Siri type vibe.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean? Constant video feeds of your house will become common. I feel like everyone has a Ring doorbell these days. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd say he's not fully there yet with that one. I don't have any surveillance in my gaff.
No, you do. You've non-stop surveillance. What? You've non-stop surveillance.
Did you install something I don't know about?
No, I'm just making sure everyone listening knows that you've got loads of security.
Oh, yeah. It's like
You probably don't need it because you've about three bouncers outside.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I've got no cameras.
Sorry, I'm just honest.
Private websites for your friends and family will be common, allowing you to chat and plan for events. Okay, the private websites thing he didn't really get. Correct.
It's almost like a private Facebook group if you're planning someone's baby shower.
But he's obviously, we have our social media, so he's still pretty spot on with these things.
Yeah.
Software that knows when you've booked a trip and uses that information to suggest activities at the local destination. So travel sites like Expedia and Booking.com, that's kind of what they do.
Yeah.
Don't forget, your trip to this is coming up. Do you want to do something? It's honestly really, really clever. I want him to do another one for like in 25 years because I feel like he's going to be pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Two more. He said devices will have smart advertising. They'll know your purchasing trends. Interesting. That's what cookies are on websites.
Yeah.
And online communities will not be influenced by your location, but rather your interest. So Reddit, obviously, is a main example, bringing people together all over the world to talk about one specific thing. And it could be absolutely anything, and you'll find a community for whatever weird thing it is you're into.
These were such logical predictions, weren't they? Like, if I had done that 25 years ago,
it's
a flying car.
Yeah.
Teleport.
Yeah. We can go back in time.
Hard. It really does separate the men from the boys.
Yeah, for facts. Like, I'd have no idea what to tell you about 20 years.
But, like, it's not as if
laser
he's the most...
Laser vision.
It's not like he's the most, you know, wild and crazy kind of guy.
Yeah, no.
He's just very tech. By the book and tech. And that's why he's a billionaire.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He just knows his stuff. And I think it was quite interesting.
Totally.
Pretty spot on.
I would like to see another 25-year prediction.
So would I.
Someone put the pressure on him. Text me.
Yeah, please.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
The crack.
Good morning.
Okay, this is it now. There's no more introductionary chats regarding the new fella, right?
Go on.
After this one.
This was the final one, yeah. So over the weekend, in case you don't know, I'm... that's so cringe. Going out with someone.
It is so cringe to say, isn't it? Like, but like when you say it, actually doesn't sound as cringe as you think it is, but I hate saying that stuff.
I think it's very hard to say the word boyfriend or girlfriend at the start for like the first 2 years.
It's just a bit weird to be like, so I have... anyway, so I've met his family at this stage. He's met some of my family at this stage. But this weekend was the biggie because my parents hadn't met him yet.
Yeah. So this is the thing that matters, is whether your parents like him. It doesn't matter if his parents like him. It doesn't matter if
it doesn't even matter if you like him.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
what did Jim and Katie think? That's
so, yeah, there was a lot of nerves I noticed in him as we got closer and closer to the house on Friday. And I knew that it was kind of big stuff because when we arrived outside my parents' house, not one but two of them were out, obviously keeping an eye to see when we'd arrive, and we're waiting in the driveway.
Oh, God.
Stop.
I was like, ugh.
That's too much. I would have kept going. I would have like, no, get back inside. Yeah,
wrong house.
We'll let you know when we're ready.
I was waiting.
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah. So that was all grand. Early introductions, no big deal at all. And literally less than 30 minutes in, my dad just goes, "Will we just go to the pub?" And I was like, "Yeah, good shit. You know what?
Let's just love your dad.
Let's just do that, right?" So we went to the pub, and met my sister and her husband and all there. It was a gorgeous sunny day. We were all sitting outside chatting, and all was going really, really well. And about an hour and a half, 2 hours in, it was just me and my dad, my own. I went, "Well, what do you think?" And my dad's a man of very few words, and he just went, "Sound." And cheers me. And I was like, "Lovely, that'll do. Thank you very much.
Oh, the cheers means a lot, I'd say.
Yeah, he looked me in the eye and said, "Sound." And then cheers me. And I went, "Lovely, that's perfect. Thank you very much. I'll take that. That's great." So off.
Big tick from dad.
Off we went then into Dungarvan, went off for dinner. And as we were like walking through the town, at this point, Jack and my dad were like a country mile ahead of us.
Oh, you
know? Stop.
And that's when you know things are going well. And you see my dad pointing. And
he didn't mind the fact he's English, right?
No.
That's mad.
It's really fair play.
They're very open.
They're very, very forward thinking down in Waterford, aren't they?
And then for the very first time ever, side note, I got the Local Link bus home. I've never used the service for rural Ireland that was implemented by the government to stop loneliness and transport issues. Got the Local Link home. Great service. Somebody
what
just
time
getting the
until
door closed.
Does that go to
10 o'clock and we were
Love.
There at 10 to
that's unreal.
Night for it, yeah.
That's
it was,
so funny.
It was just us and another couple on the bus. Dropped them to their door in the
well
back,
done, Gov.
Back and beyond. Big ups to the Gov. Then off to bed.
Big ups to the Gov.
Big ups.
Something they've never heard. I don't think.
They don't even know what that means.
Heading to bed. He got a hug from my mom and he got a shoulder pat from my dad. I noticed that. Mm. Like a
oh, that's nice.
My kiddo.
A bit of physical touch.
Yeah, a bit of physical touch. And then the next day, he tied it all up with a bow. Jack, that is. Big fry. And what did he do? And he get himself stuck into the wash-up. I, at one point, walked into the kitchen and my mom was standing kind of down behind him drying the dishes while he was washing. And she actually was like that emoji with the love heart eyes standing behind him. I looked at her being like, And she was just,
So Katie was happy enough as well.
I think Katie was absolutely thrilled. Yes, all went well. Pressure off now. Job done. That is it. I'm going to shut up about it for a while.
Yeah,
I promise.
And you never have to bring him around them ever again.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That is my job done. I've done my bit now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Gracie Abrams and I Love You, I'm Sorry on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Bit of a slow song, that one. I was out in on Drury Street on Saturday night with a bunch of my friends, and to anyone who was there, I'd just like to take this time to apologise for singing H-O-T-T-O-G-O about 100 times because that's all we knew about the in the song of Chaperone. Just I was thinking, I was like, God, this is a slow song. What's a faster song? Oh, Chaperone, anything Chaperone.
Because it's in your head.
So we sang everything Chaperone that we knew, but only the chorus for, I'd say, about 100 times on Drury Street.
That is such an earworm, H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
So, but at one point, we had like a little kind of crowd just enjoying and doing the H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
You're a busker.
I felt like I was in Glee.
And you are getting cooler by the day, man.
Yeah, that's me.
Spin, you're with Emma, David, Aisling, and it's coming up on 10 to 8. Nerves?
No, I think we're all right.
No, we got this.
We're about to give away 26 IMC
Smart Passes. Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Okay.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What? Got really into that one.
Yeah. Come on! No, this is it now.
This is it.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to celebrate in a couple of minutes' time when we give somebody 26 IMC Cinema passes because we're going to get it.
I have a really, really good feeling about today.
What we have to do in this game is simply guess our players' names with no hints or clues. We get three people on. If we guess one of their names correctly, We'll send them out 26 IMC Cinema passes. Hasn't won for over 3 months.
It must be said, it is an interesting concept.
Yeah.
The game?
Yeah. I wonder whose brain it came from.
Ashley and Bonner.
You've been sending over WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is. We're going to play that out just for you listening. We're all going to take our headphones off, so only you listening will hear this, just so you're kind of in on the secret. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get to the guessing.
Okay, so headphones off.
Headphones off.
My name is Sinead.
And player one, let's get it done.
Oh my God, I did not miss this.
Player one, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, player one, is your name Tracy?
No.
That's not your name.
That's okay. Not your name.
Bit of a mad one, Emma.
All right. Player one, is your name Mary?
No.
That's not your name.
That's not your name. Player one, is your name Sarah?
No.
Okay, that's not your name.
Flip.
Player one, reveal yourself.
My name is Sinead.
Your name is Sinead.
Oh, for God's sake, I think Sarah's the bloody English for Sinead. Is it?
I'm not sure.
So close.
So close. Sorry,
no.
Sinead. Have a lovely day.
See you later, Sinead.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All is not lost.
You're such a West Brit guessing Sarah instead of Sinead. Damn it.
Also, Tracy's a good name. I know lots of Tracys.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be the most common.
But you're this kid.
Oh, look, at this stage, yeah.
You don't know.
No,
you
we just don't know. We don't know. All right.
Headphones off again.
Let's go.
My name is Jessica.
Player two, can we guess you?
Hello, player two.
Hi there, how are you?
Good.
Hey, player two.
All right, player two, come on.
Player two, is your name Quiva?
No.
That's not your name.
That's not your name. Okay. Is your name Emma?
No.
Okay, that's not your
name. Okay, I'm going to go for another Irish name because the last girl was Irish. Is your name, player two, Aoife?
No.
Damn. Is everyone forgetting the name of the game?
Yeah.
That's not my name. Not just no. Come on.
Player two, what is your name?
Sorry, player two, we're just ratty.
My name is Jessica.
Jessica.
Ah,
for Christ's sake.
Jessica.
I give up. We have one more player. So I can't. Thanks, Jessica. Sorry about that.
Good have luck, Jessica. Bye.
Bye.
I don't even want to play again.
Do you know what? I feel like we've started to lose ever since Callum started doing his crappy rhymes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never had this issue before.
No, we used to win every week.
And now we just have a voice cracking in the corner saying a crappy rhyme. Go on, give us number three there.
All right. Headphones off.
My name is Mark.
Let's see if it'll be player three.
Like the cracky voice.
How are you, player three?
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. You all good, yeah?
Yeah, good.
Stop looking for hints, Emma.
Yeah, Emma, you're cheating.
Oh, yeah, because you can totally guess someone's name by them saying I'm good.
I know it. Yeah.
Player three, is your name Aaron?
No, that's not my name.
That's not your name.
All right. Is your name player two?
Three.
Player three, damn it, sorry. Is your name Joe?
No, that's not my name.
Because he's sitting right beside me, I'm going to say, player three, is your name David?
No, that's not my name.
I can't do that.
I can't deal with this game anymore.
What's your name, player three?
It's Mark.
Mark.
Lovely, strong.
One of the apostles.
Yeah.
Only guessing apostles.
Peter and Andrew, James and John on the way next week.
Yeah.
So sorry, man. Thanks.
Have a great day,
there's
Mark.
There's not a lot to say.
Good luck.
Bye,
Mark.
Take care. Bye.
This is a load of crap. We came into this show this week all peppy and buzzing.
It's ruined my week.
I think the whole week in the show is going to be terrible now.
Yeah, can we just take it off, I'd say.
We should probably just play it on a Friday because then it doesn't have as much jeopardy for the whole week.
Everyone will go into the weekend in really bad form.
I don't know what to do with this situation.
We could axe it.
Are you joking me? Not before we get a win.
Oh, go on then. How many IMC Cinema passes up for grabs next week?
Next week there will be 28 IMC Cinema passes.
That's just stupid.
That's too much.
That's crazy.
That won't be able to fit in people's houses.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello and welcome.
Morning.
God,
morning.
It still looks so dark out, doesn't it? Yeah, the sun's not...
That's just because the blinds are down, Emma.
No, you can see out through them. It's not looking very nice out there. What's the crack?
What's going on? I feel like I'm putting reminders in my phone and I'm not giving myself any details, and so the reminders are going off and I've no idea what they're for.
It's like, well, I remember my granny when I was very young putting the X on her hand and then going, I don't know what that's
there for. What's that there for? Yeah, yeah. I have book Monday the 5th of October off.
Okay.
And or is it the 6th of October? It's the 7th of October, so the reminder's completely wrong. Book Monday the 7th off. No idea why I want to do that.
You've actually no idea why you want to do that?
No, not really. It is the weekend after the IMROs.
And well, the IMROs on Friday.
The IMROs on
Radio
Friday. So that's not exactly going to be like...
Not much good.
Yeah, other stuff. Other reminders include 1 o'clock.
Sorry, does it just say 1 o'clock?
That's tomorrow. At 1 o'clock.
Tomorrow, I can't wait to find out what it is.
Yeah, so can I.
Oh, wow.
I'd imagine I'm going to be late.
Oh my God.
And then in a couple of weeks, or no, actually this week, I have Nick's birthday tomorrow. That's on Friday, but his birthday is actually on Saturday. So that's, again, no use to me because I won't be here. I won't be hanging out with him. I'm sick of putting in reminders on my phone. I feel like I'm doing it on nights out or something when I'm just not giving myself any context
or
any information whatsoever.
I'm going to ignore that here. Makes sense of the time. I have reminders in my phone that were like imported when I had like a bloody Sony Ericsson.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like in my calendar recurring every year.
Oh,
so
no.
Like every day on Christmas morning, I get like a really crazy reminder being like, it's Christmas! Like when I'm 10 A's.
Oh my God.
Loads of exclamation marks.
Oh, that's so cute.
We
like
did the same thing.
You would have said when you were a little.
Yeah, when I was younger.
Oh,
it's really
that's
funny.
Cute.
My birthday! Like those type of ones. Very of its time.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's quite a busy week for me. I have a wedding this weekend on Saturday.
Is it yours?
No, it's not, but it's in Indiana.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm heading over to America on Wednesday. Very excited. The bride is my American boyfriend's sister, so I'm bridesmaid.
As opposed to your Irish boyfriend.
Yeah. Just to clarify that they're American.
And then she has many.
My Scandinavian boyfriend.
Yeah.
They're getting married next week. Yeah. I've only been to one wedding and one after of a wedding before in my life, so I don't really know what I'm at, and I am bridesmaid, so it should be interesting.
First time bridesmaid. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And this Friday, I'm getting my nails done with the bride and her mom. So I've got my nails done twice in my life before, just shellac, which is just sort of a hard polish for the people who don't know. And both times I've gotten them done, I've absolutely hated them.
Why?
I've gotten them done once in Dublin, and I just, as soon as the first, second brush stroke went on, I was like, ew, why did I pick that colour? It was like turquoise blue, not my colour at all. Never wear that colour. Don't know why I picked it.
And then what makes you feel even weirder is the fact that it's not like a normal nail varnish you can just go in and take off yourself. You're like, I'm stuck with this for weeks and I don't
like
it.
Pay to get it off taken properly so
could you, but it's like shellac, so could you not just paint over it?
I could have, I suppose I could have. But at the same time, it was like, I don't know, 30 quid or whatever. Mm. So I didn't want it. The other time I got them done...
You broke the bank then anyway.
Yeah. Well, the other time... Well, I did, because normally I just paint them myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So then the other time I got them done was when I was in Singapore, and my friend was like, I love going to this place, because she lived there at the time. And I got this like pale pink colour because I was scarred from the turquoise, and it was like completely see-through. You could still see like the white of my nail underneath.
No.
If there was like dirt down my nail, you could see it. I was like, ew. And then it was like all jagged.
That doesn't sound like her fault. It sounds like your fault.
Yeah, it does, yeah. But anyway, hated them both times, so I'm kind of nervous, but I really want this one to be a success.
Cool.
And part of the reason why I've hated both times before is because my nails have always been real stubby when I go, and like I'm not like a chronic nail biter or anything, but I don't like them to be too long. I get kind of freaked out when they're really long.
They look weird when they're long, don't they?
Yeah, so like I would have like a little bit of white on top always, like I'm not like down to the nubs.
And do you paint that?
As in myself, yeah.
The white?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice.
The whole thing.
A French tip, some might say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, David.
Thursday. We're getting the goods.
So what I've done in the past week is I have let the nails be, and they're quite long at this stage, to the point where I'm like gnawing at the nails.
Oh,
I really want to give them a little trim.
Gives a go on your phone screen there.
Oh yeah, they're like this.
Oh, I love it.
And they're natural nails, okay? So they're looking pretty good. But I have 5 days to go until the salon on Friday, and I'm nervous. then I'm not going to survive the week with them. I cannot afford a break or a chip or a nibble or a filing at all, okay? So I'm looking for some advice this morning over on our WhatsApp voice notes, 0877111038. We'd love your help to give some advice on how to keep your nails long. Maybe you're a recovering nail biter. Maybe you're just a person with very long nails, male or female. Any advice on how to keep the nails long for the week?
Ways to protect them just till Friday. They could, then once you're in the salon and they're all like hardened up with whatever product they put on,
they'll be
grand. It's getting you to there.
I've come up with some ideas, but they're all kind of joke suggestions, so they're sort of
wouldn't
stupid.
Be like you.
I'll bring them in a few minutes time, but I'd like some actual real advice if you have it over on our WhatsApp voice notes if you could. 0877111038. Nail gurus, come one, come all.
Okay, very good. I'm nervous for you. There's a lot to go between now and then, and you know, we all
know
we're
dicing with death here.
Yeah, we are. And there's
catch.
And you're a bridesmaid. it's so frustrating when you're just like, oh, look at them all looking great, and then boom.
Yeah, wouldn't it be terrible if someone was to
Emma, what are you saying?
If you put on a double layer of clear nail varnish, that should strengthen them for the week.
That is a really good
that's
shout.
A great idea.
Double strength or double protective
nail varnish.
Yeah,
I might even get that Sally Hansen stuff. Isn't that real strong?
I couldn't tell you about.
Okay,
but
thank
that
you.
Sounds good. Louise was on as well.
You can get a thing in like the chemist where you like paint it onto your nails, but if you start biting your nails, it's a disgusting taste, and it can also make you get sick if you keep biting your nails.
Yeah,
That was going to be my advice.
That's a great deterrent.
I had as a kid. It's called Stop and Grow.
Oh yeah, you do see that, yeah, in school.
And
people...
it tastes awful.
Does it? What's it taste like?
It's like chemicals.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah, it's horrible. It almost tastes like nail varnish.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
It's disgusting.
That's a good shout.
Ailish was on as well.
Don't leave them naked. Like, at least put a clear polish or something on them, even if it's just like a normal nail polish. Don't spend your money on all those nail strengthening things. They're all a scam. They don't work. The only way to strengthen your nails is by actually consuming vitamins and minerals that you need. So, yeah, my recommendation would be literally just make sure that you keep them covered with something, at least. You can use a polished colour, a clear coat, whatever. Just something.
Well, there you go.
People are taking this very seriously.
I know, it's great.
Thank you very much.
I beg to differ. I reckon if you put a bit of Gorilla Glue on them, that'll harden that.
Sarah and her son Andrew are on as well. What are you saying, Andrew? What should Aisling do here?
Wear gloves and don't bite your nails.
Wear gloves and don't bite your nails.
Okay.
That's really good advice, to be fair.
Is that you, Andrew?
Yeah.
Are you a nail biter?
No.
Oh, okay.
He would never, because he wears gloves.
Yeah, and doesn't bite.
He can't, yeah. You know what? The real hard ones, like good gardening gloves. You know, there's a bit of extra support in them.
Yeah.
And you'd look cool too.
Yeah, you'd look really cool. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Thanks,
Sarah and Andrew. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
You too.
Sorry, gloves right there. There's an obvious one.
Yeah.
I'll give you my boxing gloves.
That's
very good.
Because they're not only, like, as in, you're, obviously there's protection way beyond the top of your fingers. Like,
serious amount of padding.
You've got so much padding there that nothing will, and there's no, like, material necessarily in them. They're not, like, your typical material.
Yeah.
Nothing that's going to catch under your nails
and rip
them.
And I'll be feared for the week.
Is there a specific nail you always bite, or a few specific nails? Like, are you ever biting your pinky finger or anything like
that? Yeah, sometimes when that gets real long.
Yeah,
all right. Like scary witch nail.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say you're just going to have to put blue tack over every single finger. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
That's a great idea.
And just but then you won't be able to use your phone. You could use your nose or something like that.
Well, look, if we're doing the boxing gloves, the phone is out the window.
We'll get you a stylus.
I think it'll be a stylus for the thing. I'd love to see you with the blue tack on your keyboard.
Yeah.
Just be falling off.
That nice. Well, my suggestions were all stupid and terrible. And I'm so embarrassed of them now when I think about it. One of them was to cover my nails in tar and feathers so that whenever I go to bite my nails, and be like, yeah, that would work. Another one, constantly eat food, just be in a constant state of chewing so that there's no need to nibble on a nail.
Okay. That's, nibble on a nail is so graphic.
I
honestly didn't know you were a nail biter. Aisling.
I know, I'm not a chronic one, but just like when it's long like this. Another one was just go around with my hands in two fists for the week. Completely stay in a fist. Yeah. And then the other one was dip my hands in the toilet bowl every morning. And then I definitely won't nibble.
That's very good, to be fair. A bit of germage.
But I would rather just paint them with a clear polish.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Or a muzzle.
There's Calvin Harris on spin.
That's what you've all been waiting for. It is time to talk about the fancy restaurant that I went to on Saturday night. I was very nervous about this on Friday. I was telling you all about it, that I was going to this fancy restaurant. I'm not the biggest eater. I'm not really a foodie. And I was kind of thinking, can I just go to this restaurant and have a few drinks and watch the rest of my mates eat? Because I'm not one for food. Do you know what I mean? I was very, very nervous. This is a kind of restaurant that... it's not really the place we'd go to as a friend group.
Yeah, it was an unusual choice.
It was. I have a video of my mate in said restaurant breathing on a spoon and sticking it to his ear.
Excellent.
And then doing the same one with my spoon to his right ear, dropping it, and then the waitress coming over and going, I just brought you two new spoons.
Okay, so we really needn't have worried about you.
No, yeah.
We actually should.
My friends are all
bigger fish
exactly
to fry.
Like me.
Oh God, that sounds terrifying.
But
as
I was
a group.
Very, very nervous to go, and I'm because, as I said, I'm not that really into food.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? This is a real foodie restaurant.
What was great about this in the show was, in general, the etiquette around, like, can you go to a restaurant with a group? That's important.
Yeah,
and actually sit it out when it comes to
and
food.
Not eat.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
So I got some, like, I got some bit of, I wouldn't say advice, just kind of more berated, but it was interesting.
Nicola was in touch on Friday on this.
Hey guys, absolutely no issue with one person not eating. Just explain to them when you go in. There's seven of us eating. One is just going to have a couple of drinks. There's going to be no issue.
Yeah. So that was really
that
nice.
Was perfect. And I really needed that. I was going, great, perfect.
Bit of reassurance.
But then this happened.
Yeah. I'm going against the majority and say, put your big boy pants on and just pick something off the menu. Full stop, end of story.
See, it wasn't a...
it was giving mummy.
It wasn't a menu. It was like a testing...
Tasting
menu. Not testing. A tasting menu. So it was just like...
did you even, the menu
did you even go?
So here's six dishes, basically, is what they said. And I ate some stuff.
Oh. Wow. And did you get your spoon back from your friend?
Did I get my spoon? I did, yeah. We started off with dish number one, shockingly. And it was called Chicken Courage, right?
Okay. It rhymes with Nigel Farage.
Yes, it was crispy thigh chicken. Now, I thought thigh chicken. Why is it thigh? No, it's T-H-I-G-H.
Okay,
it's the chicken's
not
thigh.
Not Thailand restaurant. Mm. Yeah, it's the chicken's thigh. With togarashi and orashi shoga ginger.
Cool. Wow, nice pronunciation. This
Thank
was
you.
A Japanese tasting menu, right?
It was, yeah. The theme was Tokyo. Out of 10, that was a 9.
Wow!
That was a 9.
What did you like about
10.
It? Was just so full of flavour.
It was the nicest chicken I've ever had in my entire life. It was kind of battered, but like very, very crispy batter over it. And there was some other kind of stuff on the plate. I don't know what it was, but I ate it.
Wow,
it
Dave.
Was great. Good the worst start. Thing was sometimes she'd come over, the waitress would come over after giving us all our things and go, so what you're eating is, and I go, la, 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 la. Don't tell me. I did hear pumpkin at one point and I went, nope.
That's a decoration, mate.
We went on to course 2, which was tempura. It was crisp enoki mushroom and pickled daikon and ponzu.
That's going to be tricky this, for
right.
old Dave.
I was just about to say, this is very not Dave.
Now, let me describe what I was eating to you, right? This was a... It was like blended mushroom, right?
Yeah.
And on top of the blended mushroom was these kind of like... what looked like hay.
Yeah.
That you'd give to a horse.
When I was in Japan, I ate something similar. Crunchy.
Yes, very, yeah, very crunchy.
It's tasteless
like,
hay.
It's like dried hay. Well, this hay tasted...
Hay.
Tasted like chipsticks. You
oh,
know the
nice.
Crisps chipsticks?
Unreal.
It was salt and vinegar hay.
Salt and vinegar hay. Get
I
it on every menu.
With a bit hay. Of blended mushroom hay.
How was the blended mushroom? How did that go down for you?
Out of 10, Emma, I gave it a 7.
Oh, pretty
I gave it
good.
A 7. I'm turning into a foodie.
Wow.
Course 3 was okonomiyaki.
Well done.
Oh, I've had that.
It's savory kimchi pancake. It's economy sauce, not economy. Economy sauce and Japanese mayonnaise. The dish looked like a fluffy pancake.
Omelette-y kind
of. Omelette-y kind of. It looked like a pancake with like an omelette. It looked in the shape of an omelette and then kind of like some sauce on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it was cabbage.
Oh, the whole thing was cabbage?
Yeah, inside it.
Oh, gross. Right. Thoughts?
Out of 10, I gave it a 9.
What? A 9 for cabbage?
It was the most loveliest thing in the
world.
I am shocked.
It was so good. It wasn't chicken nuggets, but it was class.
Wow. Whoa. A 9 for cabbage.
A 9 for cabbage. We're only halfway through. Did I complete the tasting menu? I'll tell you all.
It worries me because it sounds too good to be true for now, but we're off to a very strong start. Okay,
how are we going to slag Dave after this?
I don't know. We're in serious trouble, Ash. We need to have a meeting.
We'll find out next.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And we are eating fancy and fully charged. I went to a very fancy restaurant on Friday. It was called Six by Nico. And I was quite nervous. It was actually on Saturday. I was very nervous about it on Friday. I was saying, can I just go and not eat anything? Because yeah. I'm not really a foodie. I'm not into food that much. I'm very, very plain Jane.
We were worried
I
know that...
I like what I like.
Some of that fancy just wouldn't really suit you. It wouldn't suit your palate, which is normally chicken fillet rolls.
My palate or my pals.
Your palate or your pals. Yeah,
yeah. We're not really, the two of us, our palate and my pals are not really for fancy restaurants.
Okay,
yeah.
But so far, so good.
We are
3 courses in. We've had a 9, a 7, and another 9.
People are very proud of you today, Dave. Myself and Emma included, but Zoe's gotten in touch. So proud of you, Dave. And Joe says, how do the big boy pants feel? Sounds amazing.
Thanks, Joe.
Little bit of patronisation. A little bit, there,
yeah,
but I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm onto it. Well, Joe, I moved on to course 4. She came over, she put it down, and this was the course that I was quite nervous about.
Okay.
Because this was the one that was meant to be the miso soup.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I hate miso soup. I think it's disgusting. It's like dishwater, right? What came over to the table was a piece of white fish with what looked like a dumpling to the side of it.
Nice.
Right? Now, the white fish, I don't know what kind of fish it was. I'm sure it actually says it on my thing. Sea bass. It's just sea bass.
Oh, lovely.
Right?
Sea bass is fabulous.
Yeah, very nice. And then I think what actually was in... the little dumpling was a bit of turnip or something, right?
Right.
So not,
well, you
not
just
great.
Rated cabbage very highly.
I did.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited.
So there I go. She puts it down and I go to dig in. And they go, wait, 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 wait. And they come over with a teapot full of miso soup.
Oh.
And they pour it over the dinner.
Oh, no. Could you not have said, hold that?
I didn't want to because it was a tasting menu.
Okay.
And this was obviously what they're meant to... They want you to taste this. So she came over and she wet my food. And that is why that course 4 gets a 2.
A 2. It wasn't even like sea bass couldn't even redeem.
It wasn't great. Didn't enjoy it. It was actually just wet salmon. That's what I was having.
Ah, yeah, no.
Well, it wasn't salmon. But yeah.
It would taste exactly like wet salmon. That's exactly what
yeah,
it was.
No, that's okay, not for you.
Not for me at all. But could course 5 redeem itself? I think it could. This was panko pork belly. It's called tonkatsu. It was panko pork belly.
Yum.
It was cabbage. It was Hokkaido pumpkin. And it was yakitori ham jam.
Well, ham jam to me sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
So what we have is this little bit of pumpkin almost sauce, right? I don't know. I put this the whole picture up on my Instagram story and it has like a little bit of jam, a little bit of pork in 2 different forms. One just cooked and one like breaded. And I put it up on my Instagram and everyone messaged me like, where's the rest of it?
Yeah.
Boom.
It is quite small.
It's
yeah.
very, very small.
No, it's course 5.
It is course 5. At this stage, I'm getting a little bit...
Full.
Do you know what I mean? I'm on to course 5. It's tonkatsu. Panko pork belly. And I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, no! I fell off my chair.
A 10 out of 10 for a fancy restaurant. Course 5.
Wow.
Loved it.
That's amazing.
Even the pumpkin?
Didn't eat the pumpkin. But I ate the jam, whatever that was.
And
ham
I jam.
Ate like the ham jam, yes. And I ate the 2 bits of pork. It was just unbelievable. It was so, so tasty. It was so, so nice.
Who is this man?
Little bit fatty, but it was very, very nice. And then.
Even the way he's going, it was a little bit fatty.
Little bit fatty. You should have seen the hand gesture he did there when he said that.
And then we move on to course number 6, which was dessert. Strawberry candy. It's white chocolate, matcha cake, and candy strawberry.
Oh, those little breadcrumby things at the bottom look really good.
Yeah,
matcha wouldn't be for everyone.
I don't know what matcha is.
It's a sort of a taste.
But I presume that's the green little bit of cake that you can see. Basically, that I didn't know what that was. I thought initially that it was that really spicy stuff you get in a sushi restaurant.
Wasabi.
So I was like, why did they put that on my dessert? But then you could actually pick it up. It's actually like sponge.
Okay.
It's kind of like a dish sponge. kind of texture. And that was actually quite nice. The strawberry thing, it was grand. It was absolutely fine. But the white thing, which was apparently white chocolate, which wasn't white chocolate, it was like a cheesecake white chocolate.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Never had cheesecake before in my
Delicious.
Life.
Delicious.
Oh, right?
Not for me.
Oh, what?
The dessert. No, but like in the past, I was never like, oh yeah, cheesecake, I'd love a bit of this. I ate every single thing on that plate.
Of course you did.
And I gave it a 10.
Oh. Lads, I don't know what to say like anymore.
Crying. I actually don't.
Our little boy is all grown up.
6 by Nico. Out of 10. That's an 8.5.
For a guy who literally eats sausage rolls every day.
Some of my mates after went and got Mackey's.
No, they didn't.
And I didn't order a thing.
Well done.
Because I thought, I'm stuffed and I'm happy out.
I don't want to damage my now refined palate.
I can only, do you know what? Sorry, this is a really awful thing to say, but I just keep thinking about your poor insides trying to digest all that food it's never experienced before.
The enzymes are like, what?
What the hell is that?
Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish and Guess, a song dubbed by some people as the Knickers song.
God, the Knickers song.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley, good morning.
You know, she's after snubbing us now as well.
Who?
Charlie XCX. She announced dates in the UK and none for Dublin.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, come on, she is Charlie. From the UK. But
I know.
I'm also like,
but even
hello.
More reason for her to come to Ireland.
Yeah,
you know,
true. It's
only
not
across
like,
the road.
Exactly.
We had a big sign up on Georgia Street.
For Brat.
For Brat Summer.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
We all took our bras off for the summer.
Yeah, I know I did.
Disrespect.
Yeah, that's actually quite rude, isn't it?
I know, I was annoyed.
It probably will be announced. I mean, it's got to be. So sorry, just to confirm. So she's doing her own tour and another of them with Troye Sivan as well?
I think so, yeah. Right. I think she's doing both.
Busy, busy.
What's the opposite of Charlie XCX? So we should start as a country listening to that. Is it like Kid Rock or something?
Your brain.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hi there. What's the crack?
How are we?
Morning.
You know what? It's never it crossed my mind before, but today I'm looking out of my hand saying, well, thank God I'm not a hand model, because I certainly wouldn't be getting any work for the next few weeks
if
my career was hand modelling.
Is it because of your nails?
No, not my nails.
Is it because of your knuckles?
Yeah, because they're cute.
Is it because of that dodgy thumb?
Is it all the hair?
No. So right hand has quite the oven burn. Quite
oh,
a bad
nice.
One.
Oh,
one that's after turning green, right?
Oh.
Disgusting. Can you see it there?
Yeah, over my little finger. Like a scab.
It's not even a fully formed scab yet. It's like a green lake. It actually goes down into the skin. It's revolting.
Oh, very nice.
Really sexy. Index finger on the left hand, also in a bad way. On the back of the weekend, I knocked a pint of water in my bedroom. And I was sitting on my bed at the time. So I was actually kind of trapped in my bed because there were shards of glass literally everywhere and I had no shoes on. Eventually got that sorted really carefully. I was trying to be so careful. Came up and got it sorted. As I was carrying the dustpan out to the bin and I tipped the glass into the bin, one fell on my index finger and cut it.
Oh,
oh my God.
The chances I had done so well. Really gross situation going on here. Not nice look at your hands when they're like this. And also, you are right, my nails are not done. I'm gross.
And sometimes the hair, don't forget the hair.
The hair, yeah.
Sometimes when I have a few hand injuries, I feel just sort of like a kind of a sturdy girl.
I feel like so manly when I've got like calluses and stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of like... check me out. I'm handling things.
I'm like working with ropes.
So, let's just be honest about something here in the room.
Go on.
Okay. When we all first heard Katy Perry's single, Woman's World, we all sat in this very studio and cringed. Okay.
Yeah,
we cringed.
It was wannabe feminism.
It was. And you know what? It did strike us all as being a bit dated, a bit out of touch. Then we all watched the music video. Sure, she had to come out and say it was satirical because the abuse was so bad, you know.
It sounds like it was written by AI.
It does.
Actually. It totally does.
Yeah. And it's disappointing because, you know, credit where it's due, I do think the Teenage Dream album was the best pop album
top
of
tier.
Our generation.
It's just disappointing because she had so many good songs.
Like, yeah, the California Girls, the Teenage Dream.
She had some bops.
That whole
fireworks.
Album was just brilliant. Yeah, fireworks. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Whenever I see a plastic bag, I think of her.
No, AI couldn't write that line.
They couldn't. But look, the album then followed up and I was thinking maybe there'll be a bit something a bit more decent on there. The answer is no. That's not the case.
See, I was kind of hoping that the whole thing would be a little bit of a PR stunt where it'd just be like, oh yeah, Katy Perry's album is crap. But like,
actually, there's bangers on it. After you heard the first single. Yeah, totally. So critics, just some of the things the critics are saying about the album. It's mindless. It's uninspired.
Oh. Someone described something I did as mindless.
Yeah, forgettable.
Oh, that's an awful word.
Yeah. None of her cheeky past humor. Lackluster. And this is awful because EDM sounds like fun. Lifeless EDM beats.
Wow.
Well, for an EDM beat to be described as lifeless, even the beats are pretty
bad. You're doing it all wrong.
That's really bad.
The Guardian saying, isn't the calamity expected, but isn't good either.
I thought you said the Gardaí. I was like, is it that bad that they're commenting?
They've been called.
The guards are to be called.
The Independent saying, painfully dated and glaringly out of touch. And Clash saying, the world has moved on.
Wow.
And I think that's the point, is it's not current. It's not at all.
Yeah.
So essentially, there's a stat I saw online last night, and this is where I'm like, oh, things are really bad. Her album, 143, is now the worst reviewed album on Metacritic since 2011.
Well done, Katie.
Wow. It's just mad. Just for context on that, in the top 10 on the Metacritic, there's two Kendrick Lamar albums on there, To Pimp a Butterfly and Damn. In the top 50, you've got Cowboy Carter from Beyonce, and you've got Red Taylor's version. They're all in the top 50, so there's really well-known stuff in there. Just to remind ourselves of Woman's World.
I don't mind that bit.
It's kind of annoyingly catchy, but that is really the best I can offer you from that song, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've gone through Metacritic's list of albums. I'm going to talk you through some albums that have performed even higher than Katy Perry's new album from these artists that you've never heard of. In way ahead of Katy Perry's new album is a band called Unknown Mortal Orchestra and an album called Multi Love. It sounds terrible, and it is.
Yeah, bad start there.
That is significantly higher rated than Katy Perry.
I have some mates who would love that kind of music.
Yeah, I was thinking, Dave, some of these might be out of you. There's another band I've never heard of called The Young. Their album Living Free rated significantly higher than Katy Perry's brand new album. A lot of noise.
That's so bad. I feel like...
What's the tempo?
It's horrible.
I feel like I'm in a garage band or something listening to that.
Yeah. Now, one of the worst of all time, and this is not even on the list, I said the worst rated albums of all time is from this dude called Onasan. And this is really bad. He had an album of banana songs.
I'm a banana. I'm a banana. I'm a banana.
I love it. 10 out of 10. No,
no. That's rated harder than Katy Perry's album. Oh,
Jay.
I love this.
That sounds like something you'd hear in the woods in Electric Picnic.
Yeah, it is actually, isn't it? Yeah. So poor old Katy Perry. What happened? What happened?
Oh, it's sad, isn't it?
As I said, when I heard she was making a comeback, I genuinely, because just whatever, it just worked out perfectly for me. I was like in the throes of my teenage years when Teenage Dreams came out.
Yeah, same here.
She had some bops, yeah.
It was just, I just thought it was the most perfect thing for a friendship group. But
you fell off, unfortunately.
There you go.
I want to chat about Taylor and her fella, in particular Travis Kelce this morning.
In particular, does she have others?
I mean, more so him than her. He could be landing himself in a bit of hot water with the NFL after a decision that was made over the weekend by the NFL. So Travis plays American football for the Kansas City Chiefs, in case you don't know. And
they were in the Super Bowl, just gone.
They won the Super Bowl. Two in a row. Wow. And he has this kind of signature celebration that he does whenever he scores a touchdown. And it's like a bow and arrow thing.
Yes.
He like pulls back and then he kind of lets the bow go and his hand kind of goes forward in a sort of jazz hand type of motion.
A bit of a strange celebration.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. I like when athletes have a signature celebration.
Okay,
yeah, like
good.
Mo Farah, Usain Bolt, all that. But it's the actress.
Usain Bolt does the arrow as well.
His is like, he's not like pulling, but he's like got a flat hand.
Yeah, he does.
It's like he's dabbing almost.
It is like a dab, but cooler. And back in June, Taylor Swift did the bow and arrow bit during one of her concerts during the Eras tour in London when she was singing her song, The Archer. And all the Swifties were going mad because they're like, ah!
That was a really good impression of the Swifties.
Thank you. But it's looking like Travis Kelce mightn't be allowed to do his signature move anymore because last weekend, so not the game just gone, the Chiefs were playing the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
And one of the Bengals players scored a touchdown and he did the bow and arrow bit kind of to provoke Travis Kelce, like as a kind of slagging him off.
Yeah, yeah.
And just Saturday, just gone then, the NFL made a decision to fine him over $5,000 because they said that the gesture is violent.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a bow and arrow.
A country where you can buy guns.
yeah.
You can't do a bow and arrow with your hands.
Because bow and arrows are a real problem these
days. I love how their priorities are straight.
Yeah, so sorry, the other lad is getting in trouble.
Yes.
Oh, sugar.
Despite Travis doing it for years, he did it in like a promotional video for the Chiefs back in January.
Yeah.
It's like no secret that he does it all the time. He's never been in trouble for doing it. And now this poor lad just copies him and he gets fined.
That's funny.
So all the fans of him, the Bengals and all, were going ballistic. But I've been trying to think of maybe some new poses that he will do because he won't be able to do the bow and arrow anymore.
The only reason you should go into sport is to do some celebrations.
Yeah, I'd like to see him do the Fortnite dance after scoring a touchdown.
There are many. Which one in particular?
Oh, the toothpick thing.
The toothpick.
Oh, God. The floss.
The toothpick.
Oh, no.
That's when you stand still.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley. That was a cracker.
This is the part that I should know what I'm talking about as well. I'd like him to do like a riding the horse kind of motion.
Yeah.
That's always kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cracking the whip.
Hey, I haven't seen anyone do that. That's a good one.
Mm.
For a reason.
Yep.
I kind of like to see him do this over a few games before people kind of realise, oh, it's the bit. I'd like after every time he scores a touchdown, he does a big sneeze. Like an overdrag sneeze. And people go, oh my God, he keeps sneezing like when he scores, but then it's actually his bit. Yeah.
That's very good.
And then the last one I think he could try would be the blinding lights TikTok dance.
I love that. Yeah. Pointing your hands.
Take that, NFL.
All I'm thinking of is Tadhg Fleming and the family. Doing that, the blind lights of the weekend.
Oh, yeah, with the dad.
I think that
garden
would work really well.
Yeah.
Middle of COVID. Yeah, good times. Well, again, just pass it on to Travis if you're listening there, will you? Just pass them over to him.
Do the toothpick.
Do the toothpick.
You're on spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This Thursday, we're going to be at TUD Grange Gorman from 12 o'clock, testing whoever is willing to be put through their paces on all things girly as we bring the girly quiz on the move across September.
But first, it's time to play a game called A Second in the Cinema. This is where we bring you a 1 second clip from any movie ever. And if you can guess what it is, we'll give you a pair of IMC Cinema passes today. How apt.
Yeah.
How appropriate.
Let's go and
for the
see
movie,
a different film, something more current.
Exactly. I know what the movie is today. Dave knows about it now too because you guessed it immediately.
Made it straight away. I told you, I know my movies, man.
It's hilarious as well how much you can identify from an entire movie, like what runtime, potentially 2 hours, longer. And you can identify them from 1 second. It's mad. So this is today's clip.
Emma's in the dark.
Sorry, don't know what's going on. Kelly is standing by. Hi, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello, Kelly.
How are you this morning?
I'm all good. How are you?
We're good. really, really good.
Great.
You a movie person, Kelly?
Huh?
Are you a movie person?
Well, my kids are, yeah.
Okay.
Very good. That might help you with this one.
Welcome to 1 second.
Yeah, definitely. I knew it straight away.
Really? I still have the clue. All right, here's the clip then, Kelly.
What is that movie, Kelly?
It's Finding Nemo.
Is it Finding Nemo?
Come back.
Yeah.
He's not coming back. You offended him.
Maybe a different dialect.
Have you seen that movie?
Of course they have. Now I'm totally with you. That story. Straight up that story.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Well done.
That story. She's blue, isn't she?
She's blue.
She's the blue one. Yeah.
Emma's the authority now.
She's the one that's the fish, isn't she?
Yeah. She lives in the water, I think. Yeah, is that her? Yeah. Listen, Kelly, well done. You're off to the cinema. 2 IMC Cinema passes are heading to you.
Congrats,
you.
Kelly.
Lovely. Thank
is there,
you.
Is there anything you want to see at the moment, Kelly?
I'm not sure, but I'll
have a little go. See what's going on. I don't know what it's called, but my housemate said she went to see a movie that was the worst film she's ever seen the other day and she fell asleep. So don't go to that one. Don't know what it's called.
So it could be any of them.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
It's kind of like Russian roulette.
Helpful.
See you, Kelly.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk to you later. All right. Very good. People, who would have thunk it, eh?
Well, there you go. New movie tomorrow?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's Billy Gillies.
gills like Dory, what? DNA on Spin. The news about an hour ago now that Justin Timberlake will play Malahide next summer.
Yeah, that's mad.
Big news.
Been playing here in a long time.
I think that'll be a good gig, you know.
I'm not entirely
sure if he's a great guy or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that'll be a good gig.
I liked his old stuff. Any of those Can't Stop the Feelings.
Oh, I don't mind that one.
Nope. Dance.
Yeah, give me a bit of sexy back, bit of Cry Me a River.
Yes, that's the
stuff. He definitely would.
He'd definitely do it.
Yeah. Did you ever see him dancing recently? Ugh.
Not good.
Is he not?
No.
It's not great.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.